Sitting here laughing at you niggas. Everybody killer, drug dealers, hoeing out ass for cash. Bitter bitch is sad, cause she can't keep a nigga life. Everybody going their own way, so fuck going right. Focus on shit that's in sight, like fucking two dice. Bitch squirting, if you working. If you ain't, what you think? After drink, then the bank instead of floating. Bitch nigga, you sank. Cause you lame and now you know. Learn some game, nigga, so you can grow. And take control. You know a better way to go? If so, please let me know. Please. Learn from your past, for you be somebody that don't make that kid life sad or bad, causing them to become mad. They grow up, beat your ass, cause your punk ass wanna dad. Nigga. Is she worthy with her nigga name? Or do she want her with her nigga name? This fucking shit here with my brain. Yo. These fucking females, and they fucking my game. Drive a nigga insane. You know they say you only get one life, so shit, wrong or right, it's a fucking spiritual fight. Clashing, please, not the knife, but knowledge of right. Everlasting life, please. And then bust down to the flow. On the treetop, be the holy G spot. For select people to blow reefer to the keeper. For the seeds, cause I'm breathing. Need a motherfucking reason, yo. And then we gon' want more. Like, please, Lord, don't say no. Live life through the soul, thanking God for what he did. And the Holy Ghost, and now you know. Just youngin' on his knees, saying, please, y'all, come and fuck with me. Please, just fuck with thee. And give me one chance to prove myself to thee. And the niggas that with me. We all fuck with thee, yeah. And the Lord pressed the left. He said them niggas left, so fuck them. We on the right, we living right. We get our come, we living life. busting down, giving praise to the Most High. Cause he the, who is he the Most High, the most gangster of a gangster. And if you don't think so, motherfucker, you should thank him.
But what about...
It's 11:54. Making good time, and we're 5 minutes in. Started off at 11:49. Okay. That was happening. Adding up numbers. You know? But what about them? You know? Project Bluebeam. You know? Them things in the sky. Playing tricks on you. You know? I mean, it's obscene. I ain't gotta say, I guess it is. It's obscene. You know? But let's thank the Lord for the word. Pray that he edify the word. Moving forward, I pray that all is well. All is doing well. Housekeeping items. Let's get them out the way. Everybody's taking precaution. That's great. It's good to take precaution. Anybody that's using rubberized gloves, anything like that, you know, times like this, you might not want to just throw them away. You know, you might want to, after you use them, you know, turn them inside out, wash them, turn the right side in, wash them, use them again, right? No, that's your wisdom, though, you know. That's your wisdom. The Lord put it on my heart to tell you that, you know. You know, so in all good spirits, you know. Until you run out of cleaning shit, you know. You know. Then what? Fuck, we're gonna throw them in the trash, right? Then gonna throw them all in the trash. Then what? Ain't no point of running up on a nigga net to you, cause you ain't got it, they ain't got it. You know? I remember a couple of months before this even happened, right? Or it may have been breaking in other countries and wasn't really on the radar here. And I remember hearing Papa Duck, a real good channel that I, you know, verify people following also. Don't know if I called him out in the roll call the other day. I think I consciously remember going past his name. Not anything against him, but some other stuff that I watched that was right up in there too that had similar names. And, you know, it was confusion. I didn't want to cause it. You know, but thank the Lord for the opportunity at 11:58, you know, to be able to go back and replay that and clarify and clean it up. You know, it seemed like an appropriate time since we're speaking about numbers, you know. But yeah, man, I was out today doing a little traveling and moving. Nearly sunset in Atlanta, Georgia. West Quadrant, probably about 45 minutes away from the city. Just average map time, Google. With traffic, hour 15:30, anything like that. Can get from there through the city all the way to the south side of town. Shit, probably about a good 20 solid. You do the math. It's 11:59. Thank you, Father, for letting my eyes look up at the time right then and there. I feel like this is an appropriate show. Hell on that. I like uniformity. So if I was to do anything, I would do it uniformly. In a uniform manner. I don't think uniformity is a word. And if it is a word, it might not have been applied the right way. And that bringing, in that sentence, you know. For that, I do apologize. You know, please excuse my ignorance. Especially in an hour such as today, you know, you don't want to come across speaking aside the word, especially when you want to be in line with the word, you know, because there's no disrespect to the word, because really to tell you the truth, me as a person, I have nothing to say, you know, honestly, even if it is the most uplifting, profane, any of those things to say, still who am I compared to the word of the Lord? And so with that, I come humbly and I'm thankful to be able to speak in line with the word, whether or not the Lord will find me qualified for the matter or not, weighs heavy on my heart, and not so much the matter of men, but rather so I do what I'm doing because I care about others. And I know that there are a lot of people that don't know. So, you know, I want to funk it up a little bit and get to you in the show. You dig what I'm saying? We're 12 minutes in. Thank the Lord for that, 12:01. So, it is March 24th. Officially, I'm going into this show. I'm allowed to get it yesterday's show. So, it's going to be the 23rd. Because the information that I'm bringing was prepared on the 23rd. It's just because of my outing. I came to you a little late. Work led me out today. Not the work of man, but works. You know, the works of the Lord. This is after the preparation of the word. I was able to see a lot. And alignment, you know, I'm thankful for you, Father, for that. And in the day, left out probably around about the 6 o'clock hour, 6 p.m., which will be 1,800 hours. And the activity was different around about 1945. So from 6 p.m. to about 7:45, there was a difference in activity, shift in activity. A lot more people out, not a lot of people out, but out of the people that are out, there are a lot of people out. Today was a nice overcast, foggy, rained all day, on and off. Around the time that I left, it was somewhat moderate, and I don't know if others would consider moderate in their area to be moderate in my area, but somewhat of a subtropical climate. Excuse me. Somewhere right above Florida. You know. They say it rain every day in Florida. Sometimes a year, especially in the spring, we get rain, if not every day, every other day. You know, spring showers. Often coming. Become muggy days. Today was not so muggy. Nice. Not as humid, but it rained all day, foggy. Maybe that had something to do with the condition of traffic. Maybe there's other things. Seeing trucks, a lot of trucks, more trucks than cars, not bumper to bumper trucks, you know, highways empty, but there's a lot of trucks. Seen a nice volume of trucks that had trailers on them. It's in the 6 o'clock hour. Sun started to set around about 7:20, 7:30 on a day like today because it's cloudy. But still, you can still see the breaking of the sun through the clouds. Not actually the breaking, but just, you know, the sun illuminating the clouds from behind is the difference between night and day. It's a noticeable difference. But around about the 7:30, you start seeing trucks. A lot of trucks. Not a lot of trucks, but a lot of trucks, because there's more trucks than cars. Way more trucks than cars now, though, because the sun set. But the thing about the trucks is, ain't nobody got no trailers. Nobody. Whole bunch of trucks just hauling, just going full speed. Like, maybe they're going to get another load, but that's uncommon. In the headquarters or the third branch of you know those greenbacks, they're telling people, or at least on the radio as I traveled, I heard, and this is in the Atlanta, Georgia area, that there's starting to be a recommendation of not collecting cash because of the spread. I also heard in transit today that there was a Florida man who had, I don't know whether the symptoms or actually had it, but for 9 days. Excuse me. You know? Something to think about. You know? I also got news from family that's out of Texas. And I was notified that they are enforcing curfews at 12 p.m. unless you have legitimate paperwork to solidify your being out after that hour. While I was in transit on the way home, I got this information before I left out to go in transit. So this is about the $1,700 hour. You know, about 5 o'clock. my time. So it's four, their time. 1600 out. And on the way back to conduct my radio show. So this is probably about 22:45. I'm in transit. Pretty much about 3/4 of the way home. And I hear that DeKalb County in Atlanta, Georgia, in the outskirts of Atlanta, Georgia, many of the world may consider Atlanta, Georgia, would start enforcing a curfew from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. You know? When I was probably at the halfway marker, transit coming home. I seen some tanks on the back of some flatbed trucks that had signs in the back that said wide load. No trucks guiding them in the front. Just the truck that's operating the trailer with the tanks on it. There's a little distance between them, an uncommon distance. Probably about a truck length between them, if not more. And it was about three of them. Massive. Rewind back a little bit further. Let's say about a quarter of a marker. Transit on the way home. Roll past the world's busiest airport and seen some big ass jumbo planes off the side of the highway stall. No lights on, no lights near them. The airport halfway. Dark. Got information of my own to verify the information that a call from an uprising gave about Philadelphia and their police department, and verified that that information itself was true. You know? But hey, y'all. We're about 24 minutes in. Moo-Wop Radio, Moo-Wop News, you know. You know, this is truly some groundbreaking shit. Put everything in a hole. In a blink of an eye, nobody really seen it, you know. Whether it's the work of man, sure did get the attention of man, didn't it? I tell you that. But hey, if the National Guard comes in to assist to fight an invisible enemy, why the fuck do you need tanks? Philadelphia Police Department made they move the way that they did. curfews being issued here and there. That's their way of making their move the way that they did. They're going to enforce the law at first, people, because they want you to believe in the law at first, people. But after the law breaks and people be like, fuck that shit, and they give a fuck, and they say, we don't want it no more, then what? Hey, we shall find out. Let's hear what the Lord got to say about it. Let's get into the word.
The first epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Thessalonians, chapter 1. Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father, knowing, brethren beloved, your election of God. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that ye were ensamples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. Chapter 2. For yourselves, brethren, know our entrance in unto you, that it was not in vain. But even after that we had suffered before, and were shamefully entreated, as ye know, at Philippi, we were bold in our God to speak unto you the gospel of God with much contention. For our exhortation was not of deceit, nor of uncleanness, nor in guile. But as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, which trieth our hearts. For neither at any time used we flattering words, as ye know, nor a cloak of covetousness. God is witness. Nor of men sought we glory, neither of you nor yet of others, when we might have been burdensome as the apostles of Christ. But we were gentle among you, even as a nurse cherisheth her children. So being affectionately desirous of you, we were willing to have imparted unto you not the gospel of God only, but also our own souls, because ye were dear unto us. For ye remember, brethren, our labor and travail, for laboring night and day, because we would not be chargeable unto any of you, we preached unto you the gospel of God. Ye are witnesses, and God also, how holily and justly and unblameably we behaved ourselves among you that believe. As ye know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you, as a father doth his children, that ye would walk worthy of God, who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. For ye, brethren, became followers of the churches of God, which in Judea are in Christ Jesus. For ye also have suffered like things of your own countrymen, even as they have of the Jews, who both killed the Lord Jesus and their own prophets, and have persecuted us, and they please not God, and are contrary to all men, forbidding us to speak to the Gentiles, that they might be saved, to fill up their sins alway, for the wrath is come upon them to the uttermost. But we, brethren, being taken from you for a short time in presence, endeavored the more abundantly to see your face with great desire. Wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us. For what is our hope, or joy, or crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? For ye are our glory and joy. chapter 3. Wherefore, when we could no longer forbear, we thought it good to be left at Athens alone, and sent Timotheus, our brother and minister of God, and our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to establish you and to comfort you concerning your faith, that no man should be moved by these afflictions, for yourselves know that we are appointed thereunto. For verily, when we were with you, we told you before that we should suffer tribulation, even as it came to pass, and ye know. For this cause, when I could no longer forbear, I sent to know your faith, lest by some means the tempter have tempted you, and our labor be in vain. But now when Timotheus came from you unto us, and brought us good tidings of your faith and charity, and that ye have good remembrance of us always, desiring greatly to see us, as we also to see you. Therefore, brethren, we were comforted over you in all our affliction and distress by your faith. For now we live, if ye stand fast in the Lord. For what thanks can we render to God again for you, for all the joy wherewith we joy for your sakes before our God, night and day, praying exceedingly that we might see your face and might perfect that which is lacking in your faith? Now God himself and our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way unto you, and the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you, to the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. Chapter 4. Furthermore, then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of us how ye ought to walk and to please God, so ye would abound more and more. For ye know what commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God, that no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because that the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also have forewarned you and testified. For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. He therefore that despiseth not man, but God, who hath also given unto us his Holy Spirit. But as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. And indeed, ye do it toward all the brethren which are in all Macedonia. But we beseech you, brethren, that ye increase more and more, and that ye study to be quiet, and to do your own business, and to work with your own hands, as we commanded you, that ye may walk honestly toward them that are without, and that ye may have lack of nothing. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Chapter 5. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore let us not sleep, as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore comfort yourselves together, and edify one another, even as also ye do. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit. Despise not prophesyings. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Brethren, pray for us. Greet all the brethren with an holy kiss. I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen.
The first epistle to the Thessalonians was written from Athens.
Thank the Lord for the reading of that word. Definitely. And days such as today. But as far as business news goes, you know, it's Tuesday now. We can look back over the market from earlier today. You know, I'm looking at my Apple News right now. So I'm going to just go through here and use this. Because while I prepared the show, I didn't feel that there was a need to prepare any news from them. I, too, myself, have been in and out of the news. I was in it earlier. Throughout the day, you know, I follow my sources. You know, I like that righteous stuff. You know what I'm talking about? I need to be fed while I know what's going on. But as far as Apple top news, so if you got Apple News, you know, they're pretty much diverse now. You can check it out. Corona pandemic, you know, they urge countries to do a little bit more. Accelerating is how he put it. It's going fast, huh? A lot of people didn't think that it would. Yet, it's doing what it's doing. Because that's what it's supposed to do. Now, let's take a look at the Senate for a minute. Now, this is some news that I did catch. Been following it all day. Followed a little bit of the things leading up to this, as far as last week. I don't know if it was actually the Senate being involved. I think it might have been other branches, parties, or whatnot. May not even be listed the way that this is listed. Yeah, I seen it. But as far as now, they're saying that the Senate failed to put together a package deal. I watched a little bit of that earlier. And just to weigh in on it, I got to hear a senator from Texas. It was a senator speaking before him. I kind of came in on it. It was already in on the television. And so being able to catch the fullness of what was said from Texas was that as far as the Corona outreach bill, he feels as if they should do as much as they can without bankrupting the system. Well, being that this is the business part of the news, economy, right? You know, that economy thing hold a little bit more to my heart than, you know, I'm sure you may know. But, if the U.S. economy and Chinese, Indian, European, African, you know, pretty much all those markets are experiencing the same turmoil, then how is it a real economic crisis? Question mark. Exclamation mark. Period. For those that ain't in the know what I'm talking about. For those that aren't in the know, probably, you know, out of your pay grade. A lot of things out of my pay grade. Information is what, in which I am giving, or which was given to me, is a gift from the Lord. The Lord taught me early on that the word will be mysterious to you unless you go out and seek it on your own. Otherwise, you'll never get it. Don't depend on nobody to give it to you. You got to get it. Because in a day like today, as far as business news, the economy going to shit. The haves and the have-nots. And I'm not even talking about on a mediocre level, like the people that you know as far as millionaires and stuff like that. I'm talking about the people that, you know, some of the billionaires are questionable. Millionaires are questionable. Hell, regular everyday nigga are questionable. Everybody are questionable, right? But the people that ain't questionable. You see? Because, you know, whether it's a pandemic and it just happened, you know, shit don't just happen. How did it happen? See, there's information that's being withheld. Now, as far as what information? That's a good question to ask, right? That itself is good information. See what I'm talking about? Real good information. They're not accepting dollars, right? Next, they're going to tell you that they found the vaccination, right? Pretty much put you in the box to do that, right? People say, it's going to get better, it's going to get better, it's going to get better. But every single day, they're telling you the shit's going to get worse. Okay, Canadian schools are officially being closed for the remainder of the year. I heard a particular state, maybe even city earlier. Can't remember the particulars. But even if I did, because I didn't have a verifiable source, I keep it as unknown, but the information itself is valuable, holistic, feel as if it need to be out there. They're closing their schools and their days closed. How soon is it for you to close yours? Oh, we're going to give them money a day. And they're going to be able to sustain because we're going to close the schools because we don't want to spread the virus. But if they give you the money and if the trucks ain't got no trailers on it, what the fuck good is the money? That's a question mark. you know. But as far as the epidemic goes, okay, I just had to pull my Apple News back out. Yeah, so they say that Colorado has abolished the death penalty. I mean, it's a pretty good time to do so, huh? You know, before that, I seen something about Italy and their hold on it. Testing paradox. So everybody walking around with masks, gloves on. You know. Hollywood motion picture, baby. We call it Project Blue Beam. We ain't even sky high yet, baby. We ain't even sky high yet. 24th. 0036, baby. We in the house. All right. 36 minutes in the day. Tuesday, March 24th. Once again. So, Watch the Post said it's going to get bad. That's what they said. But everybody else thinks it's going to get good. The shit is getting good. It's a motion picture. Hollywood production. We ain't even looked up yet. Hollywood production, you know. See, I thought at first maybe we'll get into that a little bit. This and that and this. But, you know, then you start to think about it and you say, man, the Lord put it on my heart. We're going to stretch it out a little bit more and see how it plays out because it's just the 24th, you know. They said they're canceling a whole bunch of things for a couple of weeks, a couple of months. Next is going to be a couple of years, you know. Seem like all of your favorite celebrities got it. Oh, we're feeling fine now. Next is going to get real bad. You know, we'll see what comes with that. Pretty entertaining, huh? Some say it is, some say it ain't. But we're going to see what the Lord got to say about it. We're going into the second one, straight up.
The second epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Thessalonians. Chapter 1. Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of the Thessalonians in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth, so that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that ye endure, which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which ye also suffer. Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you, and to you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of this calling, and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you, and ye in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Chapter 2. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks alway to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now, our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Chapter 3. Finally, brethren, pray for us, that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. For all men have not faith, but the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. And we have confidence in the Lord touching you, that ye both do and will do the things which we command you. And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly, and not after the tradition which he received of us. For yourselves know how ye ought to follow us, for we behaved not ourselves disorderly among you. Neither did we eat any man's bread for naught, but wrought with labor and travail night and day, that we might not be chargeable to any of you. Not because we have not power, but to make ourselves an ensample unto you to follow us. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. Now them that are such, we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they work, and eat their own bread. But ye, brethren, be not weary in well-doing. And if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man, and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. Yet count him not as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. The Lord be with you all. The salutation of Paul with mine own hand, which is the token in every epistle so I write. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
The second epistle to the Thessalonians was written from Athens.
And thank the Lord once more for the writing of that word. In the day, the moment, and the hour. For all those that made it this far with me. Give yourself a hand clap. for you truly deserve it. You know, I was brought up on the word, you know, brief inside on me by my OG Jay. And he taught me. He said, man, what's the point of ring part of it and you want to get part of the story? When somebody tell you something about somebody else, you stick around to get as much as you can about it, can't, don't you? Well, that's how the Lord feel about his word. He only want to talk to the people that's going to stick around to hear what he got to say. So, I was trained to bust them down, baby. I bust them down. So once more, give yourself a hand clap for you deserve it. But I too am man and I fall short of the glory. But today you did it. You bust down one and two. Book for Thessalonians, baby. You just did it. Project Bluebeam, baby. That we talking about today. Talking about Project Bluebeam. That's right. Everybody playing today for the internet to go out. This is my personal belief and just me weighing in on it. I think the internet is still on because they're going to need the internet for what's about to go on. You see, my brother Big Judah had some information that he shared with us a couple of weeks ago, which was talking about the coming of the Lord. And he inspired this show. Knew a lot about Project Bluebeam for so long. But when he shared that information, and it inspired this show, because I thought about Project Bluebeam yesterday, the Lord put it on my heart. And immediately, I thought about what he was speaking on. And I put together the word of Thessalonians today, not knowing that it would be in line with Project Bluebeam the way that it was. I read Thessalonians years ago, and I knew Thessalonians is a good book to go to because a lot of people run from Revelation. Revelation is just a great revealing of. We're 2020. This is the year of Revelation. They did a little Revelation study on yesterday. But that book of Thessalonians is one of them, though. That's that bitch. I'm telling you, in mouth that shit straight out your motherfucking ass, straight like that. He don't even need that much time. Cause that what that'll do. It was read by Paul. That nigga warrior, bro. Physically he was when his name was Saul. And then the Lord changed that nigga name to Paul. Saul cut your motherfucking head off. Everybody knew it. They respected him. See, they say they robbed Peter to pay Paul. Now, they didn't rob Peter to pay Paul. They robbed Peter to pay Saul. About time Saul became Paul, he didn't give a fuck about that money no more, player. It was on a spiritual level. And that's what we talking about right here. That nigga murdering niggas spiritually. He's a fucking spiritual soldier chopping your motherfucking head clean off your goddamn shoulder. Told you what was gonna happen. Told you. Shit came like a thief in the night. Everybody still think that, hey, it's gonna be okay. Peace and safety. Oh, stay in your house for your safety. First you had peace officers, then they were police officers, and now they're peace officers again. And I pray that the Lord protect those. And I don't care who like it and who don't like it. Because everybody that wear a badge ain't bad. And everybody that's at your child's school smiling your motherfucking face ain't good. Separation of the wheat and tares, people. We here right now. I consider these moments to be the Lord being the Lord and just so glorifying and so magnificent. For he is patient, but his patience is wearing out. See, I'm going to do my best to link that video that the brother Big Judah did, because it talked about how in the times that are coming up that the Lord was going to crack the skies open. And I believe it came from a book that is outside of the Bible. And the books that I've been giving you are in the Bible. I just recently got a Book of the Mormons. Started to bust down the Book of Nephi. Haven't finished busting down the Book of Nephi. I think my iPad was going dead, and I listened. See, this is how I bust down books, and I want to share it with people. The same way I just gave you Thessalonians 1 and 2, that's how I do them. I bust them down. I get me my smoke, get my book. I get my phone, headphones, whatever. Get my water, and I go up through there. I spend time with the Lord. But now, we got to put the smoke down. It ain't time for that. Time to let that go. Time to put them drink down. Time to let that go. It wouldn't be wise in the time of war to be doing those things. You know, I still got a little bit that I'm going to go ahead and chill down the rest of the night, which I pray to the Lord that it's good. And then maybe tomorrow. Then I'm going to, you know, I got to let that go because that's all I got. I ain't gonna say wasted if that's what you don't want to do, because I don't know how long things are going to be online, but I know I'm not going to be that way. I'm going to sober up. I was able to wash my hair today. First hair wash of the new year. It rained today. Got me some rainwater. I was so happy about that. Thank you, Father, for that. But I was able to put the first hair wash of the year. I did a deep clean, too. I used some baking soda and vinegar. But I used some shampoo. I think it's Protein or whatever. Whatever they call it, you know, the little commercial with the expensive shit or whatever. It's supposed to be some good shampoo, I don't know. Really shouldn't be using chemicals, but, you know, all you got, what else, other things, but I just been lazy. You know, I should have done better. Really should have. But I ain't mad about it, hey, you know what I'm saying? I know better, I'm gonna do better. You hear me? You know, been able to get that washed up, cleaned up. I'm real happy about that. You know, might soak in vinegar, baking soda bath tomorrow. Get that to my body. Really love that. Man, ready to go before the Lord. You know, clean yourself, man. Don't just clean your house, clean your temple. You know, you got time. Clear your mind. Clear your body. You know, take last, it'll clean yourself out, man. Get rid of the bullshit. You know, when people say you full of shit, that's what they mean. You full of it. Get rid of that shit, man. Let it go. New year. Move forward. You know. Build up righteous works unto the Lord, for he shall be pleased. You know. For I personally believe that the Lord is involved in everything, because he the Lord and he got a say in everything. But, you know, when you was in church, they used to sing that song, "This is the day that the Lord has made." But go away, this ain't just the day that the Lord had made. He made the day before yesterday. He made the day after the day. He made the days when there ain't no motherfucking day. He makes everything. And that's what it's about, people giving praise to the righteous name, you know. But me personally, this Project Blue Beam, man, they got to go online in the sky, man. I think that's the reason, because I have been following the weather, and I've noticed that it's been rainy all over the U.S., you know. And the Lord gave them control, so there's four angels that control the winds, you know. I just speak on the ones that control the wind, because they're the ones I know. We might have the ones over the weather, too. Or is it that the ones that control the wind control the weather? Whether or not, here they come. You know? far as entertainment news, one righteous sister that I could really fuck with, who gave up her whole career. Not that her career was fucked up, but I feel that they fucked it up because they didn't want to see her go out and continue to do positive shit. Big ups to Lauren Hill, man. I don't know about all that extra shit, but she make good music, bro. She stay out the media. She do good things. Good vibes, man. Good vibes. Bless Queen. Life is like a TV show, man. You know, they're watching us in heaven every day. Every last one of you are a star. How big of a star are you depends on you. See what I'm saying? But that showing the sky, you know, the Lord said that he was going to crack the sky open and around the times that is approaching. You know? Satan going to do his little trick in the sky first. It's funny how we read that word just yesterday. We had the word right that had y'all in it, right? Came from the same sources of YouTube, right? But it's not them, the people that uploaded it. It's that audio footage, because I've heard that audio footage out of other biblical CD collections, because my mom has plenty of them. Grew up around it. So it's common. Audio rendition. And so the people that did it were reading from the words that were written. So even the people that written it, was it that they left it there on purpose? Or maybe the Lord blinded what they forgot about it? Or the person that did it, they was blinded by so much stuff. We all know how we can get caught up on work. But yeah, we're thinking about that vacation we're finna take. And we leave at 5, but here it is 3:15. And so you're typing something, but you're thinking about that vacation, so you overlook something. You know it's right, but it's not the way that they want it. But it slides through the radar anyway. See, the Lord be involved in all that stuff. You know, because for us to be able to listen to that word yesterday and for them to typically say y'all, and then today and say the Gentiles, but yet give you Jesus. We're going to go into that tomorrow on our show, Lord's willing. Do my research on that. I already know, but I'm put it together for another radio show, man. I thank the Lord for the day, the moment, and the hour. All those that's with me, it's 12:57 right now. We're going to rock it out. Probably going to be 1 o'clock when we go out, because I'm finna play that hill. And then we're going to blow the righteous, sure far, because I'm in it, and I'm in it to win it. And big shouts out to the Lord and everybody that give praise to the Lord. And if I can find a video for y'all with Big Judah, I would definitely link that, because I want to get that information out as much as possible. The reason I keep pushing people on y'all is because I'm not doing it a lot. And I ain't pushing them. I just want to share the word, man. Y'all get the word from wherever y'all can. Righteous spirits, man. Good time. Good vibe. We going to give praise to the Lord because he deserve it. We going to do it the best, because he's the most of the most. And I thank Yahweh Shai by way of Yah for his radio show. And we out.
Space it out. I'm just in here laughing at you niggas. Everybody killer, drug dealers, hoeing out ass for cash. Better bitch is sad, cause she can't keep a nigga life. Everybody going their own way, so fuck going right. Focus on shit that's in sight, like fucking 2 dice. Bitch working, if you're working. If you ain't what you think, after drink, then the bank instead of floating. Bitch nigga, you sank.
Damn.
Cause you're lame and now you know. Learn some game, nigga. So you can grow and take control. You know a better way to go? If so, please let me know.
Please.
Learn from your past, for you be somebody that don't make their kid life sad or bad, causing them to become mad. They grow up, beat your ass, cause your punk ass wanna dad.
Nigga.
Is she worthy with her nigga name? Or do she wanna with her nigga name? This fucking shit here with my brain.
Yo.
These fucking females. And they fucking my game, drive a nigga insane. You know they say you only get one life, so shit, wrong or right, it's a fucking spiritual fight. Clashing, please, not the knife, but knowledge of right, everlasting life.
Please.
And then bust down to the floor, on the treetop, be the holy G spot. for select people to blow reefer to the keeper for the seeds. Cause I'm breathing, he the motherfucking reason. Yo, and then we gon' want more. Like, please, Lord, don't say no. Live life through the soul, thanking Shah for what he did and the Holy Ghost. And now you know, just youngin' on his knees, saying, please, y'all, come and fuck with me. Please, just fuck with thee and give me one chance to prove myself to thee. And the niggas that with me, see, we all fuck with thee. Yeah. And the Lord pressed the love. He said them niggas love, so fuck them. We on the right, we living right. We get our come, we living life. Bustin' down, giving praise to the Most High. Cause he the, who is he? He the Most High. The most gangster of a gangster. And if you don't think so, motherfucker, you should thank him.
But what about...